I'm talking with Ani Patel, who's the Esther J. Burnham Senior Fellow at the Neurosciences Institute in San Diego, California. He'll be talking at a Saturday morning press briefing and at a Saturday afternoon symposium at the AAAS annual meeting in San Diego. He'll be giving a symposium talk on music, language, and grammatical processing on that Saturday morning of the conference. Welcome, Ani.
Hello.
You've challenged the widespread belief that our brains process music and language independently. How strong is the scientific evidence that they share critical connections?
Well, I think the evidence is good and it's growing, and one purpose of this symposium is to bring together a few people who've provided some of this evidence. Dr. Nina Krauss from Northwestern talking about how musical training can influence basic speech processing. Dr. Gottfried Schlag from Harvard Medical School talking about how a type of therapy using singing can actually help people recover language functions after stroke. And then I'll be giving a talk about relationships between how our brains process the structure or grammar of music and of language.
And why is it important to learn how music and language interact or overlap with each other in the mechanisms of our brain?
Well, I think it's important from a couple of different perspectives. From the basic science perspective, music and language are two very special abilities that we have, and understanding how they work in the brain would have lots of implications for practical things like treating language disorders or helping language learning. The idea that we can get at some of the basic mechanisms of language through music is kind of an intriguing idea, that some of the things we do in language, encoding fine details of sounds, processing certain types of rhythmic structure, following grammatical patterns, that these things are not unique to language but are being accessed and used by music as well. It gives us another angle on studying those things in the brain, how they work and how they might be sharpened up for language use by musical training, say.
And what are the biggest difficulties and limitations in this research, and what's the best counterargument to yours?
Well, the limitation, scientists are always limited by their methods and tools. So, for example, we use techniques that allow us to look at healthy living brains while they're processing music and language. And one of the interesting findings that's driven research in this field has been the degree of overlap we see in the brain as it processes linguistic information and purely musical information, that is, music without words. But of course, the techniques keep getting better and higher resolution. So what looks like the same thing today with the current technology in terms of the area of the brain that's being activated might look different tomorrow if we could see it in a lot more detail and find that maybe we're just not looking at high enough resolution. That's why you really need multiple techniques, not just imaging, but also behavioral methods that explore the consequences of learning music on language abilities. Methods from psychology, methods from patient studies where you look at a patient who clearly has a language problem, say after brain damage or as a developmental problem, and see if they also have related musical problems. And if conversely, if using music somehow can facilitate their recovery or development of language.
Well, I always find that interesting. I know that in taking language courses, when somebody's really, really adept at just picking up language, I've always heard the teacher ask if they also are musically inclined. So I think it's really interesting, the connections between music and language.
Yes, there's actually some evidence now that having musical abilities gives people a leg up in terms of learning the sound structure of foreign languages, picking up on the subtle differences between speech sounds that sometimes make foreign languages difficult to learn at first, when you first encounter them.
Well, thank you so much, Ani. For more information on the time of the press briefing and symposium, please visit our virtual newsroom at www.eurekaalert.org/AAAS newsroom, all one word, /2010. Thank you again, Ani.
Thank you.